The following program is made possible in part by the Compass Records Group. Compass Records, Green Linnet and Mulligan Records, dedicated to the support of Celtic music, past, present and future. www.compassrecordsgroup.com. Hello, Fiona Ritchie here. Hope you're doing fine and welcome to the Thistle and Shamrock.
Thank you.
Liz Carroll and John Doyle began their set of fiddle guitar tunes with her composition, Smokies in Arbroath. Indeed, the East Coast Scottish fishing port in the district of Angus is the only place to find the authentic haddock delicacy cooked in the smoke of hardwood fires, according to the traditional 18th century method. They are certainly more than delicious enough to have a tune named for them. Now, where would you read the following words? It is, in truth, not for glory, nor riches, nor honours that we are fighting, but for freedom, for that alone, which no honest man gives up but with life itself. The American Declaration of Independence? No, although that document was partly based on this much older one. The clue is in the Smokies of the opening tunes. The words were written by the Abbot of Arbroath Abbey in a letter sent to the Pope on behalf of nobles and barons and the people of Scotland. The document dates from 1320, and some see it as a landmark in radical Western thought, not only an eloquent expression of nationhood, but one which set the will of the people above the wishes of the king. Now, the Declaration of Arbroath gives its signing date, April 6th, to Tartan Day, which celebrates the important role Scottish migrants and their descendants have played in the US throughout history. And we're here with music to fit the mood of that occasion this week, including Laura McGee's Arbroath Suite. But let's travel to the district of Angus first with Battlefield Band.
Oh, tell me what was on your mind, your roaring Norland wind, as ye come blowing free the land that's never free my mind. My feet they travel England, but I'm dying for the north. My man, I saw silver tides run up the Firth of Forth.
I went back in the wheel and yard and find the foreign rise. And fain I felt the creeping mist on yonder shore that lies. But tell me, as ye passed him by, what saw ye on why? My man, I've rocked the roving gulls that sail up in the tea. But saw ye nothing leave? There's muckle eyes ayont the tea, means mair to me nor life. My man, I've swept the Angus braes, ye have me trodden years. Oh, when forgie a aimless loom, walk can he see? Far up in the Angus Straths, I saw the wild geese flee. A lang, lang skein o' beaten wings, with their heads towards the sea. And aye their crying voices trail.
Thank you. laddie, my lad, when you're gone at the tail of the plough and the day's drawing, when the barn and yellows a war that was saints allow on the blaze of wind. Day you mind of me that's deaved with a weary poo south and its poor concerns, while the weepies fade on the nose at the river's mouth and the how the man's. While the weepies fade on the nose at the river's mouth and the how the man's. There was nae twa lads for the grampians tuned to the tay that could best us twa. At the pot they had a dance on the field on a fit by day we could sort them off. And at curtain time when the stars kicked down in the glen and its league of fans, it was you and me got the peck or the basket then in the how the man's. It was you and me got the peck or the basket then in the how the man's. London is fine and for all the lasses at him I'll be 60 here, but the springtime comes in the hearst and it's aye the same through the changeful year. Oh, a lad thinks lang, oh hey, many things as well as his breedy hands, and the thrashing new and the white farm up on the hill and the how the man's. Aye, the thrashing new and the white farm up on the hill and the how the man's. Can I mind myself and toil for the labour my days while I've been to sea? When I'm all done with the fash or the English ways, I'll come home to thee. For the lad dreams aye of the prize that the man'll get when he lives and lands, and it's far, far ayont him still, but it's fairer yet to the how the man's. Aye, it's far, far ayont him still, but it's fairer yet to the how the man's. When the head is white and your plough in the work's bit past, when your hands are old and heavy to hard the plough, I'll win him at last. And we'll bide our time in the nows when the broom stands broad, we played his bairns, till the last lang gloaming shall creep on his faith and far on the how the man's. Till the last lang gloaming shall creep on his faith and far on the how.
Steve Byrne is a musician from Arbroath singing How Are the Mearns for us there, one of many songs he's written about his home county of Angus and the countryside nearby. He's one of a number of today's musicians proud of the remarkable history of the area. Another is the young fiddler Laura McGee from Monifieth near Arbroath, and she's been moved to write the Arbroath Suite, music inspired first by the days of the Declaration of Arbroath in 1320. That remarkable medieval document that, as John Preble said, shone a torch upon future struggles which its signatories could not have foreseen or understood. It's certainly cited as an inspiration to the founding fathers who drafted the American Declaration of Independence, many of whom were of Scottish or Scots-Irish lineage. Let's hear Laura McGee's Declaration and Riverside from her Arbroath Suite. And first, Steve Byrne again, singing of the abbey and fishing town that poet Marian Angus said was never built by mortal hand, the Seaward Tune.
Gen ye had ne bad your painted door, for three do the dripen mast. He might have heard the news gang by, that blows as the wind blasts. Better he spun with a golden thread by the grey I hash o' the peat, than woven your sorrow's weary web cold as a shrewd and sheet. Mourn and I for the sea water, lap to run with a hungry way. We'll carry and stay na wand, and elka yed a Can you harness the cat se fast ya door? We eat an hat food. A lily pot for a fair priest nod, and a sprag o' the rosemary. Our bent and our the bent, I on the blowing sun. Your fat were a fund, I see what tone. Begat by mortal hand. We are glamour and love, they shine and paint, and the star all wide and feet. Often hopped in a drowsy air that's neither cold nor heat. Can your hardness decat your painted door at the light all day was done? Ye might have the host gang by, or this brassy one too.
As long as but 100 of us remain alive, never will we in any condition be brought under English rule. It is, in truth, not for glory nor riches, not for the honour that we are fighting, but only and alone for freedom, which no good man surrenders but with his life.
from Laura McGee's Arbroath Suite, from which we'll enjoy more later as she develops the theme from the medieval Declaration of Arbroath and on through history and changing musical styles with migration to America, where the Declaration of Arbroath is now marked as part of the annual Tartan Day celebrations taking off across the US each April. You can view playlists of our radio programmes online at thistleradio.com. And this is NPR. This is Fiona Ritchie, another songwriter of today who's very fond of the gentle countryside towards Scotland's east coast, is Jim Malcolm, and this is his tribute to the traditional travellers of Tayside in Fields of Angus.
Of all the mills that fill Dundee, there's no loom could harness me. The mill keeps clacking its rear, that it stills, but I'll soon be traipsing through the Sidlaw Hills. Come leave these dark mills and tramp away me through the fields of Angus and round by the Tay. We'll seek good mornings and work when working, and we'll while summer evenings fishing perils free. Of all the birds that fill the sky, the cheerful lark is the hardest to spy. The mill keeps clacking, I'm choked with the stir, and I wish that we were camped by Killymuir. Come leave these dark mills and tramp away me through the fields of Angus and through by the Tay. We'll seek good loanings and work when working, and we'll while summer evenings fishing perils play. Dream. Of all the fish that fill the stream, the lonely heron tacks the cream. The mill keeps clacking, I'm deaf with the din, and I wish that we were at Baird Keelan. Come leave these dark mills and tramp away me through the fields of Angus and round by the Tay. We'll seek good loanings and work when working, and we'll wild summer evenings fishing perils frae the stream. tramp away me through the fields of Angus and round by the Tay. We'll seek good loanings and work when we're keen, and we'll wild summer evenings fishing pedals through the stream. Come leave these dark mills and tramp away me through the fields of Angus and round by the Tay. We'll seek good loanings and work when we're keen, and we'll wild summer evenings fishing pedals through.
Thank you. that's praised in martial story. Now the circuit runs, Davis always sends. Tweet it runs, stay the ocean. Sic a parcel of rogues in a nation. Sic a parcel of rogues in a nation. Sic a parcel of rogues in a nation.
In 1791, Robert Burns took fragments of traditional verse to shape that song condemning the 31 nobles who ignored the opposition and the fury of the people in signing the Act of Union with England in 1707, creating the United Kingdom, and so adjourning the Scottish Parliament for almost 300 years, for which they were very well compensated, hence the Parcel of Rogues. That event took place almost four centuries after the Declaration of Arbroath made its plea for liberty and freedom, signed by, but not for its nobles and king alone, but on behalf of the entire community of Scotland. Its passionate declaration that freedom is a right has been inspirational ever since, including to the framers of the US Declaration of Independence. Fiddler and composer Laura McGee from Close to Arbroath makes the connections between these medieval visionaries and the Americans of Scottish descent remembered now in Tartan Day with her Arbroath suite. Here's Roxburgh House, Stepping Stone and Commemoration from Laura McGee.
Thank you.
music from Arbroath Suite by Laura McGee. Find out more about her music at www.lauramcgee.com, spell McGee, M-C-G-H-E-E, and more about National Tartan Day at www.tartanday.org, where you can also learn about the Declaration of Arbroath and read excerpts of the original document dating from 1320. You've been listening to The Thistle and Shamrock with me, Fiona Ritchie. Our programme comes to you each week from Scotland. At our website, you can find lots of information about our radio programmes and this music. You'll find programme playlists there, and we'll be adding the one for this week within just a couple of days. Follow the playlist link at thistleradio.com. And you can contact us by email from the link on any of our web pages. Now, maybe you'd like to receive some recent programme playlists by regular mail. Just mention this week's programme for Freedom Alone and send us a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Thistle and Shamrock, P.O. Box 518, Matthews, North Carolina 28106. Well, next week is already in the pipeline, but I'll be leaving you now with Malinky and their Scotia set. Thanks for your company. Shamrock is a service mark of Fiona Ritchie. Support for NPR comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes that a great nation deserves great art, and the Kellogg Foundation, helping people help themselves by investing in children, their families and their communities. On the web at wkkf.org. The Thistle and Shamrock is made possible in part by the Compass Records Group. Compass Records, Green Linnet and Mulligan Records, dedicated to the support of Celtic music, past, present and future. www.compassrecordsgroup.com. This is NPR, National Public Radio.